DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I am Dan.
I'm Samantha.
And I am Bryce, returning.
Yay!
We would say from the dead, but we know better. Bryce doesn't
die. Of course, when Bryce comes back, we actually get the intro down.
Right, right.
Because
yeah,
he made us...
get this shit in order.
See, this is the things we're missing on a weekly basis.
Is that your phone?
Yes, it is. It's in
clown
my jacket.
Clown shoes.
I couldn't hear it. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Well, then fuck you.
I heard it.
Could you hear it?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If you're quiet.
It'll go. There it
there
goes. It was my mom.
So nothing's changed.
No, no, not at all. Well, no, Danny's kind of stepped up for Jim, because usually that shit usually happens when Jim's on.
That's right. Okay.
Well, he has to call us on his phone, so obviously he can't get a call like he used to.
Yeah, and hey, speaking of Jim, we need to congratulate him, because as of the recording of this show, he has started classes. He's going to become a full-fledged welder.
Congratulations.
Ooh, nice to you, baby.
He's just learning that so he can learn how to cook his meat faster.
You know, I've heard arc welding it really adds a smoky flavor to it.
A grill.
Yeah.
You know, like a nickel plating.
That'd be pretty badass.
I don't know, something about it.
That would be. Just, you know, the welding torch over your steak.
We're going to get Christmas gifts this year, and it's just going to all be welded pieces. He's going to start making artwork.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Get an Etsy store.
Jim's Jangles.
Nice.
Big Jim's wind chimes are all stuck together.
It's one giant chime.
Yeah.
But it makes no noise.
Nothing actually
and you can't
clanks because they're all stuck.
No, just that wet packing sound is all you get out of those wind chimes. You know. Exactly, yeah.
You hang it from your awning and your awning collapses from the
right.
weight.
What the fuck? Your awning was not slated for 250 pounds of meat.
But good luck, Jim. We wish you the best and can't wait to hear. I know he's going to have stories of welding. It's Jim. So I lit the torch.
How many times do you reckon he's going to catch himself on fire? Bets now.
I'm going to say first class. No problem.
How many, Bryce?
I'm going to say at least the first class, but probably three times.
Okay.
I'm saying three times.
All right. Sam?
I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to say five, once a week.
All right, that's fair. That, you know,
that's just his first week.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to short shoot it, and I'm going to say over the 5 weeks, only four times, just so I can be middle.
I like that Samantha's right.
Middle,
like,
baby.
Once
that's right.
A day.
Once a day.
For 4 weeks out of the 5 weeks, once a day, he will set himself on fire.
So yeah,
and everyone right. class will know because they'll be, God damn it!
Woo! Woo! Oh shit! On fire!
Is it hot in here?
I'm sweating. I feel smoke. You smell smoke?
You guys smell brisket?
Who's hungry?
Who's cooking barbecue?
I smell meat.
Smells like spare ribs and burnt hair. What the?
And what's funny
like
about
shame.
It, too, is it's
like
actually
it's
a really easy
hair,
to catch
so.
Yourself on fire.
Oh,
no. He's trying to show off in class, doing the behind-the-back weld, and catches his ass on fire.
Trying to dribble between his legs.
Yeah.
But he farts a little.
It always starts with a fart.
Right.
Always. A methane, man.
Damn it! Why did I have bean burritos again?
I know better.
God, this happened last night and the night before. What the hell?
Third time's a charm.
Right?
I'm 4 weeks into this shit. You'd think I'd learn.
No beans.
Which end points out?
The boy end?
That got awkwardly silent.
Yeah, we were I was just going to let it hang.
Everybody. Everyone just disconnects. Like, just, okay, bye.
I'm out.
Bryce is like, guys, hello. Hello.
The show Bryce killed.
An hour by myself.
Well, Samantha's killed a show with awkwardness. Why not Bryce?
Right. Never heard the
show. We all got to take our turns.
Oh, man.
So there you go. You got your laugh quota in for the day.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, Bryce.
You're welcome. I'll take one
for
the team.
Yeah, whatever. I think Jim's taking one for the team right now.
No, nah, it's more for himself.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's learning yoga.
Becoming more flexible.
Naked welding
so
yoga.
Weld around quarters.
Hot, yeah, hot yoga. It's a thing.
I know it is.
Jim's hot yoga.
Something tells me it wouldn't be Jim's hot yoga. It'd be like Jim's hot yoga.
It'd be Jim's
yogurt.
Sweaty yoga.
Sweaty yoga.
It would be Jim's swamp ass yoga.
Oh!
And she took it to a dirty place.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Swamp ass is sweaty, and it's funnier than just saying sweat. You know, downward facing swamp.
Yeah. Let the juices flow.
I think he should call the studio Drain the Swamp.
Oh. Too soon?
Hey, you just take a towel and just wring out your sweat. That's really all it is. That's what you're draining. It's gross.
Takes off his pants and just a waterfall.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
Oh, I feel so much better. That's a lot of water weight.
Woo!
A lot of water weight.
I was really chafing in there.
Swimming.
I would have put on powder, but it would have turned into pancake batter.
Right. It's all clumpy.
My friends, when a lot of the guys in the Navy, they would, you know.
Big Jim's Clumpy Studios.
So a lot of the guys would take flour, and while someone's showering, they would dump flour into the shower.
Oh, God.
Dirty bastards.
No, that's fine. It was
clumps
in the shower.
Up and paints, and I'm like, that's funny.
You wait until they're out of the shower and throw because then they have to
get
back
in.
Yeah,
louse.
They gotta go back
powdered
in.
Sugar.
You gotta put it in the hairdryer.
Bryce, I think you've thought about this way too much.
I've seen way too many YouTube videos of that.
Just to follow up.
Putting it in their car vents, in their hairdryer. Hairdryer's funny because it's directional and it just fucking blasts them.
I still want to put glitter in Sean's drums.
When we play live, that's when we'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, because I want
a little bit of water, a lot of glitter.
Just a little bit of glitter right around the edge of the drum, like the snare particularly, because he's probably going to pop the shit out of that one really fast. And then just around each tom head, and just let him play and just...
Look, the drummer's sparkly!
He's so pretty!
He's fabulous.
He's fabulous.
Oh, darling.
It's okay. Danny and I are going to get matching onesies that are all just sparkles.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be looking like Dr. Ropsk so up there, dude. I don't know about
gut
you.
Gut hanging out and
yeah,
green
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, the Speedo, the pink Speedo with the furry boots. Yeah.
I'm Danny. I do cocaine.
Yeah, are you ready to rock and roll? I do cocaine. Yes, that. That will actually happen at some point. My wife and I have been shopping Speedos for me and leotards because, yeah, I've been wanting to do a Comic-Con as Dr. Roxo because fuck
I
it,
hope
why not?
It's this year and I really hope I get to go and see that.
No, actually, I was thinking about something else. I was thinking of Dance and Dan's Meats and Tans. I found some fucking bronzer when I was with the wife. And I was like, ooh, that might need to happen. I already have a butcher's apron.
Don't we need the comic book before?
No, I'm giving you concept here.
Exactly. That's how you get it started. See? It's like a whisper campaign. You know, it's like, well, it's this hot new thing that's in development right now. Just here's the website.
Right.
I have seriously been thinking about just writing the story for Menstrata. And just making all that stuff we talked about the whole Menstrata comic.
Again, I was thinking about it.
It's like,
what
really
were her
does.
Warriors called? I know they fought with a tampoon.
Sell it to Marvel and we'll make tons of money and then have movies.
Samantha, can you remember what your warriors were called?
Your soldiers. Because they fought with tampoons.
They did fight with tampoons. Hold on. Let me go to my mind palace, see if I can find it.
This has become her new favorite fantasy realm.
Seriously, like, I think about it all the time. I walk my dogs and I'm like, Menstrata is so cool.
As you should.
I really just want to make it a radio drama. Just like, not even like tongue-in-cheek, just straight-faced radio drama.
Serious.
That yeah, would
gonna
be,
end up like Flesh Gordon.
Can anyone remember what we called Bryce? It, what though, Bryce's character
to make
was?
Make it a serious drama. I love it. I think it's a great idea.
I can't remember.
And I think a comic book's a great idea too.
We're gonna have to revisit the episode and actually write down the names and shit. Because we had some good, you know, we had some gold there. Well, maybe not gold, but like a really shiny brass. You know.
Because Bryce wasn't on that episode, so I feel like we need to inform him.
Right. Right. We should just listen to the fucking show. It's so much easier.
Why? We don't.
Obviously we don't, because I don't.
No, the concept started with I asked everyone what their plans were when the nuclear bombs dropped, and it turned into this whole twisted Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome with Menstrata leading a new society. That she was queen of. Mm-hmm. And Jim came up with the whole backstory for her and just everything.
Well, everyone had a backstory. Like, even you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, we came up with you're kind of like the leader of the hunters. Mm-hmm. And you have a gun that shoots guns that shoots knives. And you're like the only one in the wasteland that can wield this gun.
The other thing was he chops off fingers as new bullets, so he shoots.
Oh, that's right, the finger bullets. Yeah.
Wait, didn't that migrate into the vicious game of tag?
No! I think that's how it started.
From tag to that, yes.
Uh-huh. Jeez.
Because bullets are like, there's like no metal anymore.
Yeah,
you improvised and you capture people, cut off their fingers, and fill your clip with them.
Just fingers.
So I get 10 rounds per person. That's not too bad. Can I use toes, too?
Well, I was going to say you could use a scatter shot with like some toes or something, I guess.
I can use the toes for a handgun ammo.
And every time you shot someone, you'd say, tag, you're it.
See what happens when you let us do things on our own, Bryce? I blame you.
Obviously.
Anywhere.
I know.
Right?
It's like my kid. Jeez.
How dare you, sir? How dare you leave us alone to our own devices?
No, he would have had really good ideas to add if he had been involved.
Probably.
But yeah, so Samantha's character, Menstrata, would be leading the new society. We'd have our own sort of barter town kind of thing. And Dan would be the butcher and
currently hunting tan salon owner. Yeah, I was currently hunting somebody who's really into spray tans. But I figured I would draw him to me, so yeah, I'd have a butcher shop where you can get your fake tan at the same time.
And so all the survivors you and I bring back, because we show up once a month with a whole busload of survivors, they have to audition at Jim's Pleasure Palace, and if they make the cut, they get to live in society, and those who don't go to Dance and Dan's
Meats and Tans.
And they become dinner.
Exactly. See, we all eat well in this society.
Menstrata more than the rest of us, because she gets her choice of
that's true.
Cuts.
That's very true. I bet you are a favor of the backstrap. Again, I blame you for this, Bryce.
This one smells swampy.
Have yourselves to blame.
I am not a responsible adult.
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
It's terrible and frightening. I love it.
Memories.
So, Bryce, what have you been up to? Other than, you know, parenting.
Parenting and working.
That's all we got for Bryce.
Well,
thanks
for coming on the show, Bryce.
No, I mean... Nothing's really gone on. One of our chickens got attacked, probably, so we've been taking care of that.
Wait, you're not sure that your chicken got attacked, or
the chicken won't say.
Not talking.
It won't press charges.
On this fake chicken, tell me where it attacked you.
On this rubber chicken, show me where it touched you.
Show me on this rubber ducky where.
Chicken's like hashtag me cluck.
Me cluck. Cluck too.
Cluck too.
Cluck you, God. That's our word, not yours.
You can cluck it out your clucker, okay?
Right.
Basically, the whole top of her head got filleted off. So, yeah.
She's going for the new look.
Yeah.
Bald for earlies.
Yep.
He's trying to be a bald eagle.
So you think you've got coyotes, or was it one of the dogs?
No, I think it was a neighborhood cat.
Yeah. Coyotes are usually pretty proficient about making sure their animal is dead. Cats, on the other hand, just like to fuck.
It was the middle of the day, so...
Yeah.
And my friends have chickens, and their neighbor has like all the neighborhood cats eat at her neighbor's house, so they've run into that too.
Yeah, but she's still hanging on. I mean, it's been almost 2 weeks, and she's still hanging on. So,
how many chickens do you have?
We have 10.
Wow.
Yep.
That was last count. They multiply like rabbits.
Well, we've got 9 after.
We just got rid of our roosters, so that will not happen.
Fucking rooster.
Did you have a nice rooster dinner?
We did not, actually.
Really?
We talked about it, but no, one of the guys I work with, his sister has a bunch of chickens and she wanted more. So she wanted to keep the roosters. So I sent them out there.
So my friend she's not allowed to, cause she does, she has them city slicking chickens.
Yeah.
So, we're not allowed to have roosters out here.
Yeah. We technically can.
I think Samantha just came up with the episode title.
City Slickin' Chickens?
New from KFC.
We technically can, but it's if we get noise complaints, then it becomes a big issue, and we just don't want fertilized eggs or chicks. We don't need more. So.
That was awful.
I can't imagine what's happening.
That was awful.
I know.
Jerking each other off.
Couldn't have been that bad. You were laughing.
They're whispering sweet nothings into each other's ears.
What's really funny is they didn't hear us.
I know.
No.
And it was clear as a bell.
Either that or they're just ignoring me and trying to move on to the topic.
As I should do.
No, I have no idea what you were talking about.
I literally didn't hear anything.
Okay,
we were discussing chicken. We were having chicken talk.
But
so was Danny.
I was making a terrible pun. It's okay.
Ooh, I like puns.
Well, I can't repeat it. It's not funny anymore. The moment has gone. Sam,
now
you missed it.
You're
just
forcing her
to
listen to this garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, listen to it. Jerks.
It's not worth it.
Not really.
It's not worth it, Samantha. Don't do it.
No. Don't subjugate yourself to that.
You have so much to live for.
Do I?
Well.
You're very nice, Dan.
I know. I'm such a gentleman.
He's in a fucking mood today.
I'm trying to make you laugh, you asshole.
By attacking Samantha?
Yeah, would you like me to attack
you're
you?
You're going to incur the wrath of Menstrata. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, fun times for you, you asshole.
Let the anger flow.
Right? Flow like a free river. A raging rapid
instead of
red.
Instead of little sparks coming out of my fingers,
mm-hmm.
You know, let the rage flow. It's just like
droplets of blood.
We know Menstrata's power.
It's really gross.
So much copper penny taste.
For like a few days, I like her fingers are each just wrapped in a pad or.
Gloves with wings.
Oh. On the light days, it's a panty liner.
Feeling dainty today.
Ooh, on her gloves, she's got extendable tampon blades.
She's the Wolverine of menstruation.
If I must bleed, so must you. We bleed together.
Really good at what I do.
And what I do isn't very nice at all.
Or clean. So anyway.
You guys okay?
I think
no
so.
Matter how long we go, the character of Menstrata will never get old.
Ooh, yeah, probably not. I don't know, Sam. Will Menstrata ever get old?
She doesn't age. She uses the blood to make herself young again.
So she's like Bloody Mary?
Nice. So if I say your name three times in the mirror at midnight, will you pop really through and
tampon shove someplace very uncomfortable?
Right up your nose.
What was that South Park episode when they're bleeding out of their butts and they're like, "You guys, I got my period."
You broke Dan.
Good times. Good times.
And by all.
I love reading headlines for news articles.
Yeah.
FDA, parasites in Del Monte vegetables causing explosive diarrhea.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't Del Monte cause explosive diarrhea by itself, not just its lettuce?
I don't know.
Or am I the only one?
You're
probably just you.
I got a problem. Y'all know a good doctor?
Yeah, you should probably go to a doctor.
Do they make ass tampons?
Menstrata, Menstrata, Menstrata.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the butt plugs that are shaped like Pokemon tails?
Nice.
No. But now I want to.
Exist.
It's Pikachu.
All right, Google, let me find this shit.
Wow.
Bryce's wife's
Pokemon
gonna come
butt
home.
Plug. What the fuck?
Be looking
at?
On the computer and she's gonna type in something and Pokemon butt plugs. What was he looking at?
Bryce.
Honey, is there something you want me to do for you?
Are we talking Christmas presents?
Yep, it's a thing.
Or what? Are you dropping subtle hints?
I do know that there are dildos in the shape of aliens from the Aliens movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Xeno dildos?
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Oh, that's so gross. And there's also dildos
Geiger
in the shape of
made
Pokemon
them himself.
As well. So.
They're called the Giger.
That's funny. That's awesome. Are these 3D printing instructions?
Wow. Oh,
make your own butt plug.
Ready for your displeasure?
Make sure you sand it really well. You don't want
is
plastic burrs up there.
Safe?
I don't think so. It takes
probably just depends on what you get.
Use a condom?
And a lot of lube.
All of the lube.
I am very much disturbed by the images that I'm looking at right now.
And yet he can't look
send
away.
Send him to the group yep. chat. Imagine, class and be like,
I want to see too.
Sam's like, Christmas presents.
Hey, guys, Samantha sent gifts. Oh.
Well, I have to use it now.
It'd be rude not to.
Right? Besides, I don't think
I
you can send it back.
I mean...
Once it's open, yeah. You can.
Fuck. Found my Comic-Con outfit. I'm Jigglypuff.
You're gonna get the Pikachu tail and you're really yellow chest.
It'd be funnier if it was actually the head of a Pokemon.
Just sticking out the end. Looking distraught.
Help!
With his little paws reaching out.
You would not believe what I've seen.
He's fighting just a life. Hint of brown.
I've been through some shit.
Literally. Oh man. You could have a lot of fun with that. You could get an alien with the hands making it look like they're holding your butt cheeks so it can
Or you could just make it look like the open end of an egg coming out of your ass.
Or you could actually have your very own butt burster.
Right? That's what I'm saying, yeah.
This
one got
called an ass blaster.
Ass blasters. Ooh, Tremors reference.
You could go to Comic-Con with a chest burster and an ass blaster.
Ass blaster, yep.
Dude, he got doubly fucked up.
I still think it'd be funny to have, you know, Pikachu's head sticking out there, yeah.
Yeah, because then the little kids go, Mommy, what's he doing to Pikachu?
Pikachu in my asshole.
Get in there!
The funniest part about this? These butt plugs are on Etsy.
Noice.
Available on Etsy, everybody. Available on
Etsy.
Handmade. Christmas presents.
Baldy silicone butt plug.
I think what Danny's trying to tell us is that he wants a butt plug for Christmas.
God, how many hints do I have to fucking drop here? Fuck. Always wanted to be a Pokemon.
The closest you'll get is having a tail. It comes in a Pokeball, too.
Yes!
Oh, please tell me it comes in a Pokeball.
That was one of those things where it's like, you know... Yeah, I my mind just went to a very dirty, dark place. Never mind.
Jigglypuff, I choose you.
It's like, for once, the little kids will be chasing after me to catch me.
No. It's a pedophile's dream.
Right? All you need is a van, some candy, and a Pokemon tail sticking out.
God, we are the worst today. Jesus, what's wrong with us?
I blame Bryce.
I blame you.
As you should.
Oh, I'm going to need some mental bleach after this episode.
That might not be a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Also, I may have to change the name of the show to Ass Blaster.
Ass Blaster. Jigglypuff butt plug.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Good times. Good times.
Anything else on Etsy we should know about?
Well, I have a Christmas.
Well, I'm sure you can find anything on Etsy.
Probably.
Anything you want.
So what other debauchery
Bryce sounds
things
like
did
he
you come
knows.
Up? Right? I was just asking, what else
so
did you
Samantha,
find, buddy?
What other debauchery have you been looking at?
Oh, God, Samantha sent it to us.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, did she really?
Well, now we got to pull it up. Oh, Jesus, that looks okay. Comfortable.
Well, there's two of edges.
And here
fine.
We go.
Oh,
are
my
ready?
God.
Are you ready?
Yep, there it. Oh
my God, it does.
Wow. That's impressive.
Okay, the Bulbasaur Squirtle one just hurt. Looks like a dildo.
Yeah, it just straight up looks like a freaking asparagus dick.
Squirtle actually looks like you're shoving Squirtle in your twat.
Dude, seriously, man. And Charizard looks a little too plain.
Gotta get them all.
Gotta get them all. Jeez. Yep. There's Charmander. Mm-hmm.
It's just
Squirtle shell. It's like ribbed
that's,
for her
that's
pleasure.
That's the disturbing one, though.
The Pikachu tail. Yep. How many people have bought that and just decided to walk around their house?
Wow, thanks for that, Samantha.
For shits and giggles.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna send that to all my friends.
I like her follow up, Jim.
Yeah,
you're missing
get the
out.
Word out.
I know his response is gonna be, "Thank Christ."
I guess there are worse things in the world. Oh, wow.
We're going to make him start drinking again if we're
right?
Not careful.
Ooh, well, if he listens to this episode.
Who are you kidding? He doesn't listen.
Well,
no, we don't
that's
listen.
That's probably
why
a good
he?
Thing.
I know.
But just in case he does, Jim, we miss you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having fun without you.
Nice, nice, Sam. Take him or leave him.
I think she's still mad at him for misleading her. That she would be able to... No, I'm across the state.
Oh, yeah. That asshole.
See, there it is. There it is. Mm-hmm.
So bitter.
So just, graceful.
Just let it roll off.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of rolling off, I saw you guys, it's all been done before, posting, and I saw you and someone else who I thought was no longer part of the troupe.
This is our last month.
So it's not over yet, but it's moving in an end game
soon
situation.
Soon to be.
Gotcha.
Soon to be.
Fair enough.
Oh, I found a butt plug that's an Eevee tail.
Nice.
Why am
did
I
you
so
see...
pinky?
This is the episode that
I know,
Samantha
I was
looks
if you
at
saw
sex
the
toys.
Giant Pikachu one.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Again, just walking
like,
around the house
more
with
realistic.
The tail just. Yeah. Telling you, Christmas presents.
So Danny would like the Bulbasaur.
No, I'm definitely a Pikachu kind of guy.
His butt is so pulpy.
I'm electric.
There's the C-3PO butt plug.
Ooh, nice.
It's solid gold.
It's kind of where it belongs.
Butt plug.
You know?
Ooh.
There's a what?
That's
Trump
just
plug.
Well,
but it's just a picture of Trump.
Yeah, I there are things that I won't even shove up my ass.
God damn it. There we go.
Samantha found the line.
Yep, right there. In the sand. It has been drawn.
Well, in the sand, you could just wipe it away.
It would take more than sand to wipe it away. Take a sand blasting.
It's like a Mariana Trench cut into the sand, though, you know.
Get some sand in your vagina.
Maybe.
Just a single grain in your vajayjay.
Grinding away.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sam found the line in the sand.
What's funny is Danny and I just looked at each other like, oh, now our interest is peaked.
Well, come on.
It's a butt plug.
Of course it is.
It's the shape of a butt plug, but it's colored and textured like poop.
Oh, there's the Trump plug.
That's really gross.
We're looking at the Trump plug now.
Come on, send us the goods.
This is seriously the episode where we look and rate butt plugs.
Welcome to Not Another Talk Sex.
Not Another Sex Talk.
Without Sue. Oh, it looks like a fart.
This is our prolapse model.
When you want to feel inside out.
And when you want to have those real solid moves.
This is the one you use to get the movement going.
Right. You just got to bore it
out. Shove that in
out,
there,
you know.
Twist.
Yeah, twist it.
Pull
it,
and just
it out
everything
there.
Falls out.
Nice.
I think I came
this
back
is where
on
we
the
gone.
Wrong day.
You came back on the worst day possible, guys. Welcome back,
just
buddy.
Never came back.
Nah.
What I want to know is why Samantha spends so much time looking at butt plugs.
Because she'd rather do that than talk to us. I mean,
once you
on,
go down
fair.
A rabbit hole, man.
Interesting choice
stop.
Of words.
Yeah, man. That was an interesting pun.
Rabbit hole? You mean hamster hole?
Gerbil hole?
That too. Let's just say what it is, a butthole.
Down the old poop chute.
I'm waiting to see what else she pops up here.
Yeah, come on, Sam. Now we're all on the edge of our seat, except for our listeners who can't see any of this. Needless
okay,
to
since
say,
we're on the topic, what's the most disgusting sex toy you've ever seen?
Oof.
Or the most frightening? Like,
oof.
You can't believe
oh, well,
someone would use
frightening.
That.
Frightening. The most frightening is one called the American Challenge.
Whoa.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding. I watched a documentary on kink and stuff like that. It was really fascinating. And so there's this giant.
Is that just a shoe or a sex toy?
That's a shoe, and that's weird.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that's really awkward, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was like, how do you even use that? It's oh, like I guess you just put it on your foot. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess if you want to be simple
walk
about
is
it.
Normal. But I think that would be kind of funny. But no, there's this one called the American Challenge, and it's like the world's largest, and it's a challenge because it's a challenge to get it inside of you. So, yeah.
That is not a challenge I will accept. I'm sorry.
Because you've already done it.
I'm a winner. I win at all things.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
Danny, how about you? The most frightening.
I honestly don't know. I think the last one that I thought was genuinely concerning was I saw a dildo that was about 2 foot long, about 6 inches in diameter, and it looked like a melted candle.
Yeah.
Was it called the dragon?
I don't know, but it was just
because
like,
that sounds like the one I was going to talk about.
Dude, it was like, does that work for you, or do you just want to constantly feel like you're going into labor?
Well, and if you use it consistently, it kind of ruins like normal
it's like
sex.
Throwing
because
a hot dog down a
no
hall.
No one can. Like, I know it's stretchy and everything.
Yeah, no.
But it's like there comes a point where the elasticity does start to break down.
It's like putting your dick in a coffee can.
Just slapping around. Right. Jesus, is that the challenge? Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, no, I've seen there are more frightening ones out now.
Yeah, there are, but I'm not going to send you guys this picture. That's gross.
Just look up the dragon.
The dragon, okay. Yeah. There's also another one called Bam, which is like the cast of the largest black porn star.
There you go.
11 disturbing sex
Thank
toys.
You, Bryce.
That first one.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Let's just go down. Wow, we are just way down the...
We
have absolutely
one.
No.
You know what?
Thoughts.
No one else can see this. Like, we're just sharing.
We'll just have to link it all in
terrible
the description
for, audio.
For whoever the fuck is actually going to watch this.
No, crap. This is going to be interesting. We're gonna discuss Bryce's article here.
All right, let's move on to
11
one.
Disturbing
I
sex
like
toys that are actually
link
terrifying,
some of these so that people know if they want to look at them.
All right, Mr. Jack Mouth with mustache.
Okay, this looks like a Muppet mouth here. What is that?
It looks like the fucking.
It's got
from
herpes.
Star Trek. Or Star Wars. It's the sandpit monster with a vibrator.
Optional herpes, all right.
Inside the mouth, it looks like it's got herpes.
Yeah, it's got
hairbrush
bristles on the inside going all the way around in a circle.
It seriously looks like any Muppet mouth.
I think it's supposed to be ribbed.
Yeah.
For your pleasure.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Moving on. King Dong.
King Dong, this is essentially the American challenge.
I'm assuming.
Oh my god!
Baby Jesus butt plug. Well,
so you can feel like Casper. Christmas all the time.
Christmas present.
Jesus.
Literally. Yeah. So when you need to feel the Holy Spirit in your butt, baby Jesus butt plug. It's a thing.
Wow.
Wow.
It would be frightening if it wasn't so adorable. Look at that face.
Aww.
It is kind of cute. Yeah, it's
so
like a little
sad.
Chibi.
I wonder if the face changes after you put it in your butt.
Yeah, it's covered in shit.
It becomes frowny. It just starts frowning.
Jesus was brown.
Oh my
the
god.
Cannon.
The cannon.
The cannon. Now this one.
This is what we were talking about. This. If you're dating a woman and you find this anywhere in the house, just leave.
Is it inflatable? What am I looking at here? What the hell is
you
this
cannot thing? Measure up to that.
No one can.
There's no such thing. Maybe if I amputate my hand, maybe my arm could.
Okay, death by orgasm, 10-speed scorpion bullet vibrator. Here we go. Let's take a look.
It looks
Jesus.
Like a scorpion. It looks like a black king scorpion. If you're
oh,
into
it's got
bugs.
Are those pincers or tongues?
No, they're. I think
they're
those
pincers.
Are just, I don't
pincer
know.
Tongues.
Yeah, it just looks like a king black scorpion. Made out of
that
rubber.
That is.
All
okay.
Right. All right.
Oh god.
Kehlani's foot fetish.
It's really hard
fetish.
Not to scroll ahead of you guys.
I'm already way ahead.
Okay,
of you guys.
So if you want to have sex with the heel of a foot, this is the toy for you, apparently.
Yeah. So apparently you stick your dick in her ankle.
Yeah, I think it's her bottom of her heel.
Oh yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yep.
So she can constantly be crushing you.
Yeah, stepping on your balls.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Moving
Area
on.
Area 51 love doll.
The aliens are coming. Area 51 love doll. Okay.
Okay.
Incredible.
This world love hole.
So this is just the alien mutant chick from Total Recall.
Yeah, three
inflatable.
Boobs, purple.
It comes with alien lube.
Nice. Realistic.
I'm getting this
vibrator.
For Danny.
Well, you know what I want.
I know what you like.
Yeah.
The Nut Crusher.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
No. No. This fucking thing's stainless steel.
Yeah. If you're going to do something, do it right.
I guess if you really want your balls to explode, cool.
The Dragon Tongue. Okay, so this is what I was talking about.
The Dragon Tongue. Oh,
yeah, I've seen these.
Wow, okay. So the small one is bigger than a soda can.
No, it's just about the same size.
And the large one is like the size of a 2-liter.
The medium is natural.
Oh, natural. Dark natural and blue skink.
Okay.
Yeah, is this a vibrator or is
Whoa!
It a
dick screw twist?
I think it's a dildo.
Just stick this in your pee hole? I guess when you have kidney yes. stones and really
is that what
out.
It is?
I believe it is. Dick screw twist. What the hell else do you think it could be?
Well, maybe you put it on and twist it down, but you put wow. Okay, that is the most frightening thing I've seen.
That no. That doesn't.
That's the thing they use to check a guy for chlamydia.
Dude, serious. Ow. That's like a seventh circle of hell torture device right there.
Have you seen the first season of American Horror Story?
Nope.
Oh no, it was Hotel that had the screw dick. Yeah, no, it's Hotel.
Oh
this,
Jesus!
This, like, demon.
This is what Samantha just sent us.
Oh, thank you for more of the foot fetish porn.
You're welcome.
Very realistic.
Fucking
very
a dismembered foot.
Dude, seriously.
But look how nice the pedicure is.
Dude, the pedicure is beautiful. I mean, whoever this used to be, they went to a good lady.
Wow.
Holy shit.
This is your alien love doll right here.
Dude, seriously. You know, I was just looking at the bottom of the screen here, and this message group has some
I know,
odd
it got
pictures.
Really weird really fast. Yeah,
it's going to be like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
I want to get these shoes for Samantha. I really do.
Yeah, if you guys want some recommendations as to what you should get your wives, you know.
The challenge?
Samantha said it'd be a great gift, honey.
It's a
no,
foot.
No. There's some legit good stuff out there.
Wow. That's.
Are you going to send us the good stuff?
Dude,
because...
seriously, are you holding out on us? What
I'll
the fuck?
Send you a link to the best vibrator in the world.
Kid-tested
Squirtastic 3000?
Girl, you have no idea.
The Wet Mess 4000?
The Shop Vac 800? We call this one the Harley Davidson.
What's really funny is you guys are cutting out, so I just hear
the slip and slide. The slip and slide.
It sounds like they're talking in slow motion.
They're talking in stop motion.
Yeah. One word at a time.
I wonder what the fuck's going on with their audio.
Are we getting redirected? The world really doesn't want to hear this.
Yeah.
I bet it's his internet.
We're being blocked.
Yeah, no shit. The universe is like, nope, nope, nope.
It sounds so funny. Oh, I think they're back.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, the Kiki Bling. This is great. We can say just
like
about anything we want about
right?
them.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's all being, what's great is it's all being recorded
on this end.
Dicks? You mean dicks? Okay.
Comcast is slowing them down because they know what they're looking at.
Dude, yeah, seriously, right. Man.
We're gonna jackie your internet.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, like, look, you can buy Miley Cyrus.
Slow.
We're going to take you back to the 90s where you had to wait for something to load so you can masturbate, too.
Ready for dial-up speed. Oh, man, that'd be so funny if it disconnected them. And it started making the dial-up noise. This is so ridiculous now.
Yep.
I'm going to message. I don't know if they can understand us.
Oh, we hear you. Yes. Yes, we do.
They can hear everything, but we can't hear you.
Hey, at least we're the ones with working audio.
Damn straight. We have taken over this bitch.
I think we need to evict him off the show now.
Yep.
It's been voted off the island.
Damn it.
The classy ones are here.
Yeah. Classy as fuck.
Classy AF.
This is going to be funny because the audio is going to be completely different from what goes into the show.
Yep. Is it actually recording? I'm responding to everything we say, but we can't understand what they're saying.
It's so strange.
It's the best one-sided conversation ever.
I think we need to leave
ever.
In the audio no, that shit, we're right? recording now.
Yeah, this is the happy
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes.
No. Yeah, we're there.
We're totally
there. Okay. But seriously, the vibrator, get that for all of your wives.
Skype is, for some reason, not sending our audio.
I want my wife to stay with
Dan
me,
laughing.
So, I'm not going to get that for my wife.
I came home to a lovely surprise
today.
This
is Bryce's Skype, so if it's fucked up, it's his fault.
threw up and pooped in her kennel.
Well, again,
that's
the beauty
horrible.
Part about
sorry,
it is...
Samantha
I walked
pooped
into the
in
house,
her
and I was like,
oh! God. I know, you know that smell as soon as you come in. You're like, oh, fuck.
Poo?
I have so much cleaning to do.
Yeah, I know. There's still, like, several sentences behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Still hear everything. Oh my god, thank you for the poop dish.
It's like we're trying to talk to another dimension.
I know. It's like bleeding through.
See, this is what happens when
it's
we go
getting
so
a little
far
better
off the rails,
now.
The computer's
they're
like,
in the
no,
upside down, you no. guys. We gotta save them.
Why do I feel like they would leave us in the upside
oh,
down?
Oh, they would totally leave us in the upside
just
down.
Oh,
the
you're
fuck
correct.
Away.
We would definitely
we saved
leave you.
We saved
you. Got you back.
Always here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Until
thank
you're not.
Thank you for being a friend.
Don't you denigrate the Golden Girls.
Travel down the road and back again.
Come on, Sam, finish the damn song.
My
you're under obligation.
True, you're a pal and a confidant. Any girl party invited everyone. You knew. My dog is looking at me like, shut the fuck up.
Finish.
Everyone, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Yes! Thank you! Now Golden
you're
Palace
welcome.
Is intro.
That will intro every episode.
Thank you!
I wonder if there's Golden Girls dildos.
You know that.
I
yes.
guarantee you there
what's
are.
The there rule? Has
I'm
to be.
Not
what's
looking,
the rule
I'm
the internet
not Googling
has?
That.
If there's a fetish, it exists.
Oh, you went to the
yeah,
upside
if
down
you
again.
Can think of it,
it exists.
Way
yeah,
it
got
is.
Fucked again.
I can't remember the official rule name, though. There's a number associated to it.
Your vibrator is too high.
Turn it down.
Stop it, you're going to give Bryce an orgasm.
It's
like
got to be his internet.
Going to make a mess over
I know.
House.
It's got to be his internet.
Yeah.
Because you and I are totally fine.
Oh, yeah, yep. Totally.
Well, sometimes, like, if I use my phone, it'll jockey the internet a little bit, so that's I try not to use it when we're live.
But... Yeah.
Dan, are you farting again?
Wow, that was late.
Oh my
I heard
God.
Snorgasm, and that was about it.
I know, I did too.
Well, I think with this, we probably should wrap this up.
James says that it's not his internet, because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who slapped whose ass there?
Did you grab my ass?
Not my Skype connection.
Oh, no,
well, then how is Bryce
good.
Coming in perfectly fine?
I know. It's got to be James's. He's the single link.
The funny thing is, again, what? We're hearing everything you say, but it's coming to you so late.
This is so great. I can just insult them all.
They're being taken by alien sex toys.
They're being taken to the American Challenge. This is gonna be a weird fucking show.
No,
well,
no shit, it's gonna be a weird fucking
already.
Show.
I think that should be the name, just weird fucking show. Weird self fucking show.
What's really funny? Oh. What the hell was that?
It's like, we're only hearing the high part of your laugh, Dan.
Nice. No, I should be okay.
No, we're fine. We're coming through. I think it's... I really think it's Bryce's Skype.
Oh, well. Well, again, on that note, I think we should probably wrap it out.
If we can get them to shut
if
up.
If anyone has right. made it through to this point of the episode, you deserve an award.
Brandon,
so the American
I know.
Challenge will Good be job, in the Drew. Mail to you soon.
We ain't mailing shit.
It'll be signed by Dan and James.
Yep. Yes.
Nope, after not going to happen.
We do not endorse.
I can just respond
podcast.
To everything that they say.
And the cool part is, it'll be on the show, and they won't have
okay.
it until we end
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to call it because I can't hear them, and it's about that time anyway. So.
Thanks for taking over, Bryce. We appreciate
that. Good job, buddy. We've hit about an hour, so.
Yeah, I'll take over the reins now.
All right, you dirty sure. bastards. Right.
Why not? You can start paying for it, too.
Yeah, no shit. Fuck you.
You think. It's really my Skype connection.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to slow that down even
okay,
more.
Okay, he's totally unrecognizable. Yeah. His babble.
All right, boys and girls.
Have a great okay. day. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Check us out on podcast.com. Yeah. And we'll talk to you guys next
week.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.